Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
Welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, we've all heard of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. It's been around forever, and it's absolutely a golden series. They have written a new book that really struck a chord with me in these times that we're going through. It's called The Forgiveness Fix, 101 stories about putting the past in the past and moving forward. And I want to welcome Amy Newmark to the studio. She's by phone right now. But Amy, this had to be a little bit of a nice book to write and a gut-wrenching book to write.
You know, I found it to be incredibly powerful. And even though I thought I knew a lot about forgiveness, I learned a lot more. And all of my editors were talking about this book and saying these were such good stories. Because, you know, some books are really, really amazing, and some are just amazing. So this was one of the really, really amazing ones from our point of view. And it really made me think a lot about how forgiveness gives you back the power that you ceded to someone else when you let them into your brain.
And you don't know that until you've accomplished that.
Like, we had a story in the book from Lynn Sunday, and Lynn was always talking about her ex-husband, and she was just obsessing about him. She always thought about him. She said her blood pressure would go up.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up being told by her best friend one day, you might as well still be married to the man. You take him with you wherever you go.
Oh, wow.
And it was such an eye-opener to her. She realized that it was like she had constructed a prison for herself with her anger, and then had, you know, closed the door on herself. And in her case, she realized, I can forgive him, and it was an instant change in her life. Now, here's the really cool thing. I looked up the definition of forgiveness because I had people saying to me, well, what if somebody did really something terrible? They murdered your child or whatever it was, and how can you forgive them? So I looked up the definition of forgiveness, and it doesn't mean that you're saying that
it's okay.
Yeah, you're not saying that person did something that was okay and you'll excuse that bad behavior. Forgiveness actually technically just means that you have decided to stop feeling angry or resentful for that past offense. And so it's just you releasing yourself. You still know it happened. It's very much a part of who you are. It is part of your past. And you are aware of it in your present, but you are no longer feeling anger about it in your present. And I don't know. I like to think of a lack of forgiveness as like a heavy cloak, you know, where your collection of bad things, you've sewed every single one of those bad things onto that cloak, and you're just wearing this heavy cloak, and you're trying to move forward, and this thing is just weighing you down. And then you say, wait a minute, those things are all behind me, attached to that cloak. And I'm looking ahead of me at this potentially open road where I can be free. And you say, I'm going to shrug off that cloak, leave all those things behind me, and move forward free and lighter. And lighter is a word that so many of our writers used in describing what forgiveness did for them.
So saying you're going to forgive someone and the act of actually doing it, I'm sure you're... writers did it in so many different ways that it was amazing because the act of actually forgiving comes in many forms.
Yeah, and it's not that you're saying the person did something that you can excuse. You're really just saying, I'm going to stop carrying this emotional weight around with me. And so We have 101 stories in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Forgiveness Fix. So there are really 101 different ideas presented to you as to how you can do this. And so you'll probably find a story that resonates with you where you say, gee, that kind of thing happened to me. And yes, I could do what this person mm-hmm. did and accomplish that same liberation. And so some people had to write down. One woman, her mother-in-law was just awful. I mean, her mother-in-law wouldn't let this woman in the family photos at a family wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, and there were 100 more things like that. And it was just destroying this poor daughter-in-law. And so she spent a few days eventually writing down every single thing her mother-in-law had ever done to her. She made this huge multi-page list in her mm-hmm. computer. Then she went through, she read each item, and she deleted it. And when she finished deleting everything, she basically had given her mother-in-law a clean slate so that she wasn't approaching her mother-in-law with all those past resentments already inside her.
Okay.
And she said everything went so much better with her mother-in-law after that. And so that worked for her. Other people write a letter and then burn it. I mean, it works even if the person who wronged you is no longer alive, because the other person doesn't have to participate in any way. This is solely you deciding to release your feelings. Another way that people have done it is by thinking about what motivated that person's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they wrong me? Is that person mentally ill? I mean, a lot of us have relatives or friends who are a little
right.
mentally ill. Was that person really in an anger triangle and wasn't really mad at you, but was mad at, say, your husband, you know, and then was taking it out on you? There's so many different reasons why people have wronged you. And if you can understand the reasons and not take it personally and realize, gee, anybody standing right there at that time would have had that happen to them, or anybody married to this man would have had, you know, the sister-in-law be mad at her, whatever it is. If you take away the personal part of it, that helps a lot too. Another thing to do, and this sounds a little snarky, is to say to yourself, why am I still renting this person's space in my mind?
Mm-hmm.
Is this person even relevant to me? Even if it's somebody you see all the time, it's a colleague at work who you don't like, is this person really relevant to your life?
Mm-hmm.
When you leave that job, will that person ever even have to cross your mind again? No. So if the person's not relevant to you, then how much can it really hurt? And so you end up dispassionately viewing the past wrongs and just seeing them as oddities. Gee, that person was a real jerk. Remember when he did that? Wow, he's a really messed up guy. I am so glad I am not like him. And you can just kind of distance yourself from it and not feel the emotion of it anymore. And so these things are all very freeing. And I've managed to do this, and I have to say to you, I love it, because I am not angry with anyone. I can tell you stories
mm-hmm.
about all kinds of awful people who did awful things to me, but I can tell you these stories without feeling the emotion. And so it really is a true liberation.
We're speaking with Amy Newmark with Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Forgiveness Fix, 101 stories about putting the past in the past and moving forward. And I get so many book pitches a day, and I got one today about forgiveness. Your book stands out to me because of the personal stories that I think readers can relate to with their own personal issues, and then see how other people dealt with it successfully and adapt their situation to that.
I agree with you. I think we learn so much better from other people's personal stories versus essays with
right.
a to-do list or write a letter to yourself or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think we really do learn best. The other topic we cover in the book is what I call pre-forgiveness, and that is analyzing the facts before you get angry in the first place. So we have a lot of stories about that, because you could probably eliminate at least half the things that you would need to forgive someone for if you just analyzed them up front
mm-hmm.
and realized, oh, she's just having a bad day.
Right.
Or, oh, he didn't really mean it to come out that way. He's just not very good at expressing himself. Whatever
right.
it is, pre-forgiveness makes your life a lot freer as well.
I remember hearing, we used to carry Dr. Laura, and I remember hearing Dr. Laura say, don't be so self-absorbed to think that the lady who didn't say hello to you going down the hall is mad at you. Maybe she's having a bad day, and or something happened in her personal life, and it's not about you. You've got to put yourself in the other lady's shoes and not think it's all about you.
Yes, I totally agree with you. There's something narcissistic about taking every single thing that happens to you as a personal affront.
Right.
And no one wants to be a narcissist.
No.
But and I'm always looking at people who have a whole list of grievances, all these things that have happened to them, and I'm thinking, those things didn't happen to you. Why do you think you're so special that the cashier at the store was angry and snarky at you specifically? She doesn't even remember what you looked like.
Right.
You know? Right, exactly.
Because you didn't have exact change that you ruined her day?
Right.
No,
so
there were other things.
Yes, it's not all about you, and that is a really important part of pre-forgiveness and not taking all of these things personally. And I think that without forgiveness, you cannot be truly happy because you're going to always carry those emotions around with you. I really believe there's two essentials to happiness. One is forgiveness, and the other is gratitude. And, of course, we all think about that as we enter the holidays. And so I think if you can master forgiveness and master being aware of your blessings, you're going to be a much happier person.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. We're speaking with Amy Newmark with Chicken Soup for the Soul series, The Forgiveness Fix. When we come back, we're going to talk about forgiving yourself. So stay tuned. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we're speaking with Amy Newmark with Chicken Soup for the Soul. And this book is entitled The Forgiveness Fix. And we've had some great conversations about different ways to forgive. But one of the biggest is how to forgive yourself.
Yeah, that is a real problem. And sometimes people are quicker to forgive others than themselves. They hold themselves to a higher standard. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, for example, somebody is getting divorced or mm-hmm. has been recently divorced. And it's really interesting. Some people think, well, I tried really hard, but my spouse didn't. And some people think, my spouse tried really hard, and I didn't try hard enough. And in fact, you really have to think back and say, you know what? We both tried really hard, and it just wasn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes somebody's trying hard just isn't good enough. And so it's really important to get your self-forgiveness in order and realize that you're not better than other people and you're going to have just as many flaws as other people. And then once you are able to forgive yourself and recognize that you're not perfect, you're only human, you can then apply that same level of forgiveness to everyone else in your life. And so it's really what I would call a virtual circle. You forgive yourself, and then you forgive others. And then by forgiving others, you're more recognizing how you should forgive yourself, and things just get better and better. And then you could even engage in that pre-forgiveness we talked about
mm-hmm.
for your own flaws, which is very helpful.
And I'm sure it feels like the weight of the world is off your shoulders.
Well, it certainly does. And we had a story about self-forgiveness in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Forgiveness Fix. And when this guy finally engaged in self-forgiveness, he said he realized my world was dark because I kept turning out the light.
Oh.
And he basically got rid of that black cloud that was over him by recognizing that he loved his family members despite their flaws, and of course they would love him despite his flaws, mm-hmm. and he should love himself despite his flaws.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. I think this would be a great book for everyone to read and to give those that you love. Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Forgiveness Fix, 101 stories about putting the past in the past and moving forward. Amy Newmark, thank you so much for joining us on the line.
Well, thank you very much, and happy holidays.
You too. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB.
This is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Whether you're ready or not, the holiday entertaining season is here. And that means plenty of wholesome food to bring friends and family together. Joining us today, Chef Kelsey Nixon, who is teaming up with Borden Cheese to create mouth-watering recipes to impress the holiday guest. Now, if the name sounds familiar, Chef Kelsey launched on the scene as a fan favorite on Food Network Star, which I watched that season, and is now the host of the popular Dinner Takes, all on BYU TV. Now, chef, TV host, mother, Chef Kelsey is no stranger to the holiday frenzy and is here to share secrets of a stress-free, entertaining season. Now, is that an oxymoron? Stress-free.
It is an oxymoron. I know. I feel it too. Just because I'm a professional that works in food, let me tell you, I feel that holiday stress just as much as everybody else.
So how do we enjoy the season ourselves while we entertain family and friends, Kelsey?
Well, you know, it's the age-old question for anyone who loves the holidays, because it's so great. It's the perfect time to make those memories. But it can get really, really stressful. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to team up with Borden Cheese, which is awesome because they're made up of a co-op of family-owned dairy farms around America, but really to kind of set a new standard for entertaining and really embrace the gift of family during the holidays despite the stress. And for me, that looks like good food, good recipes, and really just focusing on the fact that you really gather those that you love most around these holiday tables, and you got to let some things go.
Oh, yes. It's all about what you're letting go more than what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, there are a couple of things that I really swear by, because I love to host. I'd rather the party be in my place rather than anywhere else. But one thing that I do for really any holiday is I like to set the full day, the table, almost a full day in advance. And I like, you know, I like the food, but I also like the whole experience.
Yeah.
So I like it to be a beautiful runner and the candles and the plates. But that can be stressful doing day of when you're prepping all of the food. So beforehand, I get that whole table set so it is ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that when your guests walk in the day of, the table's all set, so you look like you're pulled together, even if you're frantically finishing up cooking in the kitchen. And I just find that makes me feel like I can check one thing off the list, and it's one less thing I have to do day of.
That's a great idea. And if you'll get your serving platters out and put a sticky note on the roast goes here, this goes here, that's one less thing that you can worry about and not be pulling out of the china cabinet as your guests are arriving how you're going to plate things.
You and I are cut from the same cloth. I do that. It really does. It almost like organizes your brain a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I'll even set the platters on the table where I intend for them to be.
Yes.
And that sticky note tip is great. It just makes it feel a lot more manageable. And, I love that tip.
Yes. Okay. What are some recipes that you can share with us that we're not running all over to four grocery stores and trying to find the ingredients, because Atlanta parking and traffic is not fun?
Yes. No, I hear you. And, you know, when it comes to recipes, another tip I really keep close during the holidays is to cook those recipes that you know work. Because nothing's worse than making a recipe for the very first time when you're entertaining people and having a problem with it. So some of those tried and true recipes that I make year after year that have really become traditions for my family are, I've got an ooey gooey mac and cheese that nobody ever complains about. Everyone's so excited when it hits the table, whether it's kids or adults. It's topped with bacon. It's absolutely delicious.
And I like using the Board and Sharp cheddar thick cut shreds.
Okay.
And this is something you get at your local grocer, because I agree, I hate running all around.
Yeah.
But what's great about this is that the shreds are nearly 5 times larger than a regular shred, which guarantees that you're going to get an extra creamy cheese sauce on that mac and cheese. And we all know that that just means guaranteed goodness in every single bite. So
yeah,
that's one recipe that I really love. And I know everybody looks forward to every year.
I never thought about getting a thick shred would make a difference in the creaminess.
Absolutely. It's one of, especially if you're going to make that mac and cheese from scratch, you really want it to have a creamy sauce. And boy, is the payoff great. It's so delicious.
Okay. You said extra sharp, thick shred.
Yep. The
cheddar.
Thick cut shred. Yep. That's
okay.
The way I go.
All right. Do you have an appetizer that you'd like to share with us?
Sure. So this is a really fun holiday appetizer. It's a split cheesy pull-apart garlic bread. And what I do here is I take a full loaf of French bread, and I like to cross-hatch the top of it, but not cutting all the way through. And then I'll take that Borden mozzarella shred and tuck it into the center of warm, crispy bread, top it with some melted butter, garlic, salt and pepper, a little pesto sauce. That goes into the oven. You know, we're going to put more cheese on top as well, because why not? And then once it comes out, I like to serve it with marinara, and you literally pull each bite. You can see the cheese stretching with each bite, and it's almost like an interactive appetizer in that sense. And it's so much fun. It really brings people to the center of the table. And it's like they fight over it. Everybody wants to dig in because it looks so enticing.
I know. I'm sure you can probably hear my stomach growling right now as we talk.
Yes.
Okay. So do you have some brunch? So brunch is so much fun. And here in the South, we love our brunch.
Yes.
And it's a great way to entertain. So do you have some brunch ideas for us?
Yeah, and you know, when it comes to brunch and entertaining, I really like to have a few recipes that you can make in advance, and this is one of those. I like to rethink the traditional breakfast strata and do it with a new flavor profile, and I've got a corn, cheddar, and jalapeno strata, which is so delicious. I use the Borden 4-cheese Mexican thick-cut shred in this as well,
okay,
and I love it because you've got almost like a savory bread pudding where you take your bread and you've got your eggs and all of those interesting flavors. You can make it in advance, pop it in the oven just before guests are coming over. And it's got a little bit of a kick. And you can also serve some Mexican condiments with it, whether it's salsa or pickled onions on top. It's so delicious, a little unexpected, and something that I find my guests always love.
Now, you have kids. So how are you cooking, decorating the table, keeping the table intact, and doing all of this while kids are involved?
Well, it's the best of times and the craziest of times with kids involved, because the kids make it so much more fun during the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, having the traditions and making the memories. But one tip I swear by with my kids is, you know, inevitably they're going to come running in the kitchen and they want to be involved, and I want them to be involved. But one thing that helps is by having a designated kid job, so that once they come running in, I know exactly where to direct them.
Okay.
So whether it's topping that mac and cheese with some shredded cheddar that's just come out of the oven, or stuffing the mozzarella shreds inside the pull-apart bread, I just like having a couple of things that I know in advance I'm going to ask the kids to do. And then something else I like to do is really involve them in the menu planning process, so that when I sit down to plan that holiday menu, I say, hey, Ollie, what do you think about mac and cheese at the table? Or let me tell you about this delicious pull-apart bread we're going to make. And I find that gets them excited. They feel like they're part of the process. And then once the recipes are actually made, they're super excited to dive in and feel as if they've been part of it.
Okay, so it's thinking ahead and how you're going to involve the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Preparation. Now, Kelsey, you've been at this a long time, and why do you think food is such an important part of our holidays?
Well, you know, I think that food is this universal thing that everyone can relate to, and it really brings everyone together. And so regardless of, you know, the holidays are known for families getting together, and there's good parts about that, and there's challenging parts about
yeah.
that. But food is kind of one thing everybody can agree on.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that universal nature of it. And it's something that, you know, think about it. You think about food in the center of a table and gathering those people that you love most around that table to break bread and to really celebrate your friendship or your family ties. I just think it's one of those things that we've all got a signature recipe and something that we're proud of when we make it and share it with one another. I love it. I'm so happy that it's at the center of my family traditions, and I understand why it's at the center of so many, because it's something we can all relate to.
Now, you've been on the Food Network and on the Cooking
mm-hmm.
Channel. If you've had one star Food Network or the Cooking Channel
uh-huh.
that you could cook a meal oh. and sit down and share it with, who would that be?
Oh, my goodness. One star. This is a tough question. I'm going to go. I'm inclined to say Martha Stewart, but I think I'd be too darn nervous. I'm going to say Bobby Flay. And the reason I say Bobby is, you know, Bobby was the executive producer on my show
yes.
On Cooking Channel for
mm-hmm.
years. And he was so great and really provided a lot of opportunities for me. And one thing I know about Mr. Flay is that he loves Thanksgiving. It's his favorite meal of the year. And he is not shy about the fact that he just loves it so much. And, you know, Bobby has done so much for me over the years. I think the least I could do is make him a proper Thanksgiving dinner. And I just, you know, I may
yeah.
request to do it at his place in the Hamptons, though, rather than my house.
You would probably have to grill something, don't you think?
I probably would. Yeah, I'd probably be grilling a turkey breast or grilling some veggies. I think that'd be pretty idyllic, pretty fun.
Kelsey Nixon, thank you so much. If people would like to get more information from you,
mm-hmm.
any of these recipes or follow you, where would you like to send them?
Yeah, they can head for these specific recipes. You can head to boardandcheese.com. You get the mac and cheese, the split cheesy bread, that corn cheddar jalapeno strata. And then you can also find me on my website, kelseynixon.com.
Oh, this was wonderful. Thank you for getting us off on the right foot for the holidays and all the cooking and the festivities. You've been listening
Great.
To Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB. Welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews, our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website bitesandsights.net. So this week, you went outside the perimeter for some great food.
It's rare. Yes,
yeah.
It is rare, but I will go outside of 285 for a great meal. And if you haven't been to historic downtown Alpharetta lately,
yeah.
you are in for a surprise. There are almost 40 chef-driven restaurants right around there
mm-hmm.
and like 25 cute little shops and
yeah.
just this few square block area. It's very quaint, but it's got a vibrant energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very cool downtown Alpharetta. And right off the little village green there, and it's next to this new Alpharetta City Center development, is a craftsman-style house. It was built originally in 1914 for the price of $515.
Wow.
It's been beautifully restored and has this huge, massive Howling Wolf mural inside. It is now called Restaurant Holmes. It's been open for about a year. This is a super hip, super independent, it's wonderfully warm restaurant, and I think it's totally worth a drive from anywhere in the metro. So the chef and owner, it's a guy named Taylor Neary. He's a local Roswell guy. He kind of looks like Forrest Gump during the running phase
yeah.
with the beard. But he has got mad skills, and that kitchen is churning out some of the most honest, most approachable, most unique comfort food I've had in a long time. He does this beet salad with citrus and arugula and a sherry Dijon that's unbelievable. A crispy octopus dish with hot honey and Mexican pickles.
Oh, wow.
Great flavors. The tacos, pork belly smoked in a pineapple. And they're served on flour tortillas and with pickles and peppers. The grilled cheese, Belinda. two thick slices, almost like Texas toast, of toasted brioche.
Oh, my gosh.
With a rich, buttery, it's mac and cheese inside the bread.
Are you serious?
I've got a picture on my website. You would die. They've got an amazing burger. They've got some great big plates, a surf and turf. Everything's made from scratch. Everything is locally sourced. And do not skip on the cocktails. I cannot think of a better cocktail program outside the perimeter. I was able to try a few, and I was responsible. A couple named You're Asking Me to Lie to You, Love is a Guess, or No Days Off. These are all balanced, complex, extraordinary creative cocktails, sort of what you'd expect in downtown Decatur, where the mixologists have man buns and handlebar mustaches. But you get it all in the wholesome awesomeness of downtown Alpharetta. So check out Restaurant Holmes.
That sounds awesome.
It's great.
Where are we going to find you during the week, sweetheart?
Look for me on my website, bitesandsites.net. B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S. And please follow me on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at Bites and Sites.
I cannot wait to see what you bring to the table next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.